When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, which started in a small studio in Chicago, Illinois. We've grown quite a bit since then and have gained a reputation for being at the forefront of the newest trends while staying true to our legacy of classic styling and quality workmanship. Thanks for joining us.
We really didn't, though.
We didn't stay true.
No, we did not stay true. Yeah, we started in Chicago. You thought I was going to say that. No, a lot of people don't realize that, but we definitely did not stay true to our legacy of classic styling.
No, God, no. We are whichever way the wind blows.
We got so modern.
Unlike the good people at Florsheim Shoe.
Florsheim. For people who think Red Wings is just a little too fancy.
That's right. Too modern.
Too modern. Too hipster.
Push in the envelope.
Red Wings. That's what the beatniks wear.
That's right. Get yourself some Florsheims and look like all of the men from the 30s.
Who lived in Chicago. Yeah.
Oh, but they come in blue now. That must have been a fight.
What a betrayal of their classic styling.
A betrayal.
Well, if you saw someone with Florsheim shoes, you might say that was a beige flag. This is
everything. I don't even know when I already love it.
This is a TikTok trend. It started back in May and it plays off like, ooh, that's a red flag. Mm-hmm. Which of course then gave rise to green flag if your significant other is, or potential significant other, I suppose, is doing something that you like. There's the red flag. Oh, I probably shouldn't date this person. Green flag. Oh, I'm very interested. The beige flag is just the thing that's sort of boring. Like,
but
it's not
quirky.
Bad enough to be a red flag, but it's also not necessarily a good thing.
Oh, this is hysterical. Here are some excellent examples. My boyfriend's beige flag is that he's so unbothered, he never asks for details. His best friend broke up with his girlfriend. Why? He didn't ask. His sister got a new job. Where? He doesn't know.
My brother's beige flag is that he has a book downloaded on his phone that he only reads at the airport. He's been reading the same book for 5 years.
My husband's beige flag is that he is obsessed with learning new public transit systems. On vacation in a new city and ready to order an Uber to dinner from the hotel? Absolutely not. We're taking the Piccadilly line, 3 stops to the Circle line with a 4-minute walk. Oh my God, this is amazing. So it's like a thing that's like it's neither great nor a deal breaker.
Yeah.
It's just a thing that they do.
Yeah, it's a thing that they do that's maybe a little weird, but not offensive or bad or wrong. So it's not a green flag because you're not like, oh, that's cool. But it's also not bad enough to be a red flag. Like, that's weird. Maybe I'm not interested.
Right. Exactly. Oh, my God. Beige flag. That's incredible. I love this. Obviously, everybody on the internet argues with each other as soon as you post something that you say is a beige flag.
Yeah.
But must be part of the fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. Good one. Really good. Now there's a song too right now that's out that's called Red Flags that now I have in my head,
and I'm sure there's a parody already made called Beige Flags that we just haven't searched far enough to find yet, but I bet it's absolutely there.
Okay, so this is super funny because I also feel like if you were to meet someone and be interested in them, you might find yourself saying, it's kind of a beige flag what a plant dad he is.
Plant dad
is men who are really into houseplants because
you're,
man,
total beige flag. You're right.
First of all, it is the best beige flag ever. It's like completely perfect. Like, he's a 10 and kind of a plant daddy. Like,
which isn't really a bad into thing. Plants,
which isn't a bad thing, but wow, do we have a lot of plants and talk about it a lot. Hmm. That's like the perfect beige flag. And I can't sometimes I just sit back and marvel at the part that time so long ago when we restarted this podcast and I was like becoming a plant,
like crazy plant lady
person. Yeah. Crazy plant lady is a thing. And I still have all the plants that I bought, except one. I did kill one when I decided to become a plant lady to like field trip that, because the plant thing has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And now forget about crazy plant ladies. It's all about plant dads and plant daddies.
Plant daddy.
So much so
about time.
That there was even a Jimmy Fallon and Andy Samberg plant dad song 2 months ago on the Tonight Show.
Well, then that actually means, and that's pre-strike, that yeah. I was like, wait, the Tonight Show. I remember those days when there were
that
Tonight
happened.
Shows. Yeah,
exactly.
So, side jag. One of my sister's most memorable moments when she visited me in LA last week was seeing a picket line up close. She's like, that was so cool. I got to see history. I'm like, yeah, no, you're right. That is kind of cool.
That is wild.
But yeah, if they're doing it on the Tonight Show, it's a New York thing, not just a New York thing, but it's made it to New York. And as we all know, if you make it there, you make it anywhere.
Anywhere. Exactly. Hold on. I gotta find I sent, there's one that I follow on Instagram that I sent to a friend whose like name I can't remember, because basically it's just all about like his muscles and.
And he's a plant dad.
And he's a plant dad.
What qualifies a plant dad is multiple plants, right?
Yeah.
And, definitely. And interest in talking about them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly even to the exclusion of all other topics.
Yeah. That starts to go from beige to red if you're not careful.
It could. It definitely could. Yeah. This guy's Instagram name is, in fact, Plant Daddy Koss. Like, this is the extent to which Plant Daddy is just a total. I would even argue I'm less comfortable saying daddy all the time, you know, like it's like, ha ha ha. But really what they mean is they're plant daddies. And a lot of times they're also hot. I mean, like, this guy's hot.
That can be true of a lot of dads, I suppose.
Which
even
seems
plant
to be
dads.
One of the things that he's going for.
I would imagine the person who's going to be popular enough on Instagram to turn a few heads would be fair of face.
Plant daddy.
Fair of face, plant daddy.
Plant daddy.
Plant dads. That is a great one.
He has two streams on his Instagram, fitness and plants. So
there you go.
That's the, you know, like the ideal. But yeah, like it is, dads are into plants, turns out.
So wait a minute. If you pretend you're into plants, like suddenly my conspiratorial mind was like, it's a fitness guy who jumped on the plant train. Does he really take care of his plants? And if he doesn't, but he pretends he does, is he plant fishing?
You're amazing. Dude, the insane thing is how well plant fishing would totally work on me. I'd be like, oh, you're super into plants.
Oh man, I totally got plant fished by this guy.
Oh, that's amazing. And it turned out he can't even keep a succulent alive. Amazing. Plant dads. Certified. Plant dads.
So good. So good. Way better than my next one, which is really just underlining the trend as it dies. The grimace shake. The whole fascination with grimace. The purple taste bud. Who was part of McDonaldland in the 70s and has, through McDonald's marketing, made a major rebound. Although I think he had a little bit of an underground following that McDonald's noticed and took advantage of. It was pretty smart to be like, hey, let's take that internet trend and blow it up. Because they did Grimace's birthday. It wasn't even like a milestone birthday. It was like, what, his 43rd or something?
Yeah.
And they did the Grimace Shake. Everybody wanted the Grimace Shake. And this finally struck me as like, oh my, I need to mention this on It's a Thing, because we went to a McDonald's on a whim yesterday. And as we were driving up, we saw the big ad for the Grimace Shake. And Eileen and I are like, we should get one. We're here. This was not planned. We're just, you know, deciding to be bad and eat chicken McNuggets. Let's order the Grimace Shake. Unavailable. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, we haven't had it for like 4 days. It's sold out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible, because you could have done that weird TikTok thing where you get the Grimace Shake and then you like pretend to be dead or something. And then, or
the Grimace Shake
pass out or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where you're poisoned by the evil Grimace.
I'm glad you brought it up now, because it's critical mass media wise.
mm-hmm.
suggests it could be on the way out, but it's still like it is going.
It might have a long enough tail to yeah. to stick around, but the big push, let's say. I mean, the Grimace Shakes are sold out, and there it wasn't like come back tomorrow. It was like, yeah, we've been out for 4 days. I don't think
he's
we're
getting, like, I don't think
we're getting them again.
It now, by the way, is in Skyrim.
The Grimace Shake is in Skyrim?
Wow. Yeah, as of today. So it's possible.
So it's not dead.
It's possible that it's peaking.
Yeah. That's what I meant to say. Exactly at the right time, I'm letting you know about the Grimace Shake trend.
There you go. Wow. Amazing. These TikTokers, you just never know what they're going to do. Well, then my second thing is hopefully on time, and hard to say if it's going to, how long it's going to stick. So I'm just going to put a pin in it now, which is the password game.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Okay, good. So 2022 was Wordle. And 2023 is frickin' the password game.
Which references Wordle.
Which references Wordle. Like, maybe it's, I don't think it's by the same creator.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's different.
No,
it's the same kind of creator. It's a developer.
It's the same kind, exactly.
Who had a whim, but instead of being COVID-inspired like Wordle, this was inspired by frustrations with having to choose a new password.
Right. Which is so frickin' real. The thing where you're trying to create a password, and then it's like, ooh, I'm sorry, you needed a special character. Ooh, but not that one. Oh, you don't have enough numbers. Oh, you need a capital letter, but not two capital letters. Oh, wait a second. It's not long enough. No, it's too long. And they all like get a standard. Okay.
So, and you have to identify this picture. It's like part CAPTCHA, part strengthening your password.
Yeah. Dear God almighty. So he has now created the password game, which asks you to create a password and then keeps adding specifications and math comes in, and then you have to get today's Wordle in there, and it just like it is. I think at this point, like, no one has defeated it to my knowledge. You just keep entering.
Yeah, and he had to hard code all this, so there must be an end somewhere.
I guess so. It is unbelievable. And people are just posting about it constantly and spending hours and hours. I think at this point, the goal just might be to see how many, like, my son and I got to 42. And then
that's pretty high. So you got past the chess puzzle then.
I don't think we got past the chess puzzle. I don't remember. Yes, we did get past the chess puzzle.
I think
puzzle.
That's like 16 or something. I'm already up to rule 7 just while we've been talking. Your password must include a Roman numeral. Your password must include one of our sponsors.
Yeah, then we had to look up all the Roman numerals.
The Roman numerals in your password should multiply to 35.
Uh-huh, exactly. We had to have that whole talk. I mean, we learned a lot in the process. The chess one was really fun.
Yeah, that one.
The chess one, actually, that might be where we had to give up. And I was like, this thing is a liar because those are good moves. And that might have finally defeated me. And I was like, I have to work, honey.
Your password must include today's Wordle answer, which is always different.
Depending on what changes every time. Exactly. Yeah. So you can't just leave the password game open.
Yeah.
And try to come back to it days later. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No. And then when you add in new math or like a number, then you got to go back because you had to have the numbers add up to whatever, whatever. Oh, man. And then the leap year thing. And then you just have to keep like reducing the leap year until the math works out.
And if today's Wordle answer has a V in it and you used V as one of your Roman numerals, then suddenly they don't multiply anymore.
The answers ruin the previous answers. It is unbelievable.
Current phase of the moon.
In emoji form.
In emoji form. I forgot it was I give up. Rule 13. I'm done. I'm not looking that up.
I mean, it is. Yeah, this is it. This is the summer.
I love this, though. I love this concept. I love the idea that this developer was creating a new password and that it was doing that thing where it's like, oh, you need a capital letter. Oh, you need this. And he was like, oh my God, this is like a nightmare. I should make a game that just plays on this and exaggerates it to hilarious effect. And everyone gets it. Everybody is like, right. Oh yeah. Like everyone who uses a computer gets it. Right. It's not even just a like, oh, the cognoscenti of the internet with their special thing. No, this is like, everybody's like, oh, yeah, no, I've been through this hell before. I totally get it.
And yet I will continue to do that as a game because I am not smart.
Because I still think I could win.
I believe someday it's going to happen.
Well, I want to check back in on a thing that was noted by Matt in Minnesota back on January 7th, 2022, or at least we read his email on January 7th, 2022, because I was at my cousin's birthday party this weekend, and all the, they're not kids, they're in their 20s, but all the young folk were watching Formula One.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. And they all knew about it. This was not a like, oh, that this one person, like the birthday girl is into, no, this was everybody knew about it. In fact, a few of the people were like, well, I don't really follow it, but Zach does. So I kind of know this driver and that, like, it was like, oh, wow. Cause I know no one.
Right.
I know Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uh-huh. Lewis. Shoot.
Verstappen? Is that a driver?
I don't know. I know the Lewis one.
I know when I see them, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a driver. They were not only watching it, they were watching it on delay.
Oh.
It was the Austrian Grand Prix. And there was an argument at one point when it was time to serve food, whether they should pause while they served food or let it play.
Damn.
Yeah. Formula One.
Damn. Formula One. Also, I just got a breaking news alert that Threads is in fact alive.
What?
Uh-huh.
That's a little early there, Meta.
I'm not saying that I may have downloaded it just
Meta, what are you doing to me? You could just put it out tomorrow morning like you said you were going to do so that suddenly my thing is not stupid.
Jerks.
Although I already had it pre-downloaded, so
yeah, I'm in. See, you're already there. I have incredibly two thing follow-ups.
Oh my god, this is so easy to set up. I'm sorry.
No, I just did it. I'm done. Like, I'm in. I'm already getting threads.
Like, I have this is so smart. You want to keep your username? Yeah. You want to follow the same people you follow on Instagram? Like
totes.
Actually, yeah, because you already know that and those are people I like. Yep. So
and it was like, do you want me to just pre-fill the bio and the link from your Instagram bio? I do. Yes. Thank you. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I have a feed that's full of things that people wrote.
I know. And it's just like the people I know already.
Like
I mean,
Jason
this
Howell
is,
and it, Gruber. And
it is over. Like, you don't understand. Everything else is over. Like, we had such a fun time for 5 minutes on Blue Sky. It is done now. Done. Done. So sorry. Sorry, everybody. Done.
Hi,
don't
Threads.
Like it.
I guess you win. Is
Hi,
what
Threads,
I'm
you win.
On Threads. That's my first thread post.
No, I want that to be my first thread post.
Sorry. And then I've got all these people following me now. Gord McLeod, Yaniv, all these people are like just piling. Everybody's piling in.
Yep. Look at this. They're everywhere. Here's Ray Dalio. Here's Reshma Sojani. Oh, Shakira's on here. Because it's freaking Instagram. Like, there's no waiting for people to show up and then trying to figure out what their dot blue. It's over.
So smart.
Oh man, I hate you, Zuckerberg. You win.
Well, this is Mosseri. Like, it might be Zuckerberg's
it
idea
is.
You're not wrong, but Mosseri is the is sailing the ship, and he's doing a really
he is a
good
genius
job.
I mean, he really has like been pretty flawless, not even gonna lie.
Well done, Amazon. Oh, and I'm getting well people done. Responding to the post. That never happened on Blue Sky or Mastodon
no,
when I first started.
It never happens.
I'm getting people like, oh, yeah, I guess they do win already.
Yeah.
This is.
I can't wait to post my podcast on here. People might even see it. Unlike the other places.
I can post a thing and people will know it's there. Wait,
it
did
might
it come,
happen.
Did it come to Android? I'm checking.
And by the way, friends, yes, we are derailed because you know what? Threads is a thing.
Yep. There it is. Installing it on Android now.
Oh, damn.
That was fast. Nice, fast install. I did not pre download the Android.
I didn't either.
But it installed really fast.
I didn't pre-install either. I mean, I literally did all of that while Tom was doing the thing check on Formula One, which I was listening to. But
now I got a notification on my watch because I allowed notifications.
Oh, damn.
We sent a notification to the trusted device because I'm logging in.
Oh, this may be exhausting, which is that all of the things that I... Oh, no. Yeah, be careful with the activity thing because it's just showing the people who followed you. And then I accidentally just like followed a rando because it automatically refreshed while I was trying to follow Rich.
Oops.
Sorry, guy. Immediate unfollow. Okay. Back to the show. So there I am at the county fair this weekend, not tweeting or blue skying, but I am posting pictures to Instagram because that's where I live now. And my friend is talking about her son and this, we were talking about croissants. And she's like, yeah, we got these really good Costco croissants. And I don't even remember how this came up. She's like, but the next thing I know, I look over and he's like, he's flattened them and he's like trying to fry them in a pan or something. And it's like all blackened because he's like screwed it up. And he's like, I scraped off the black part. And then he made like a ham and cheese sandwich out of it. And I was like, oh, I almost couldn't breathe. I was like, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a TikTok thing. It's like a whole food. And she was like, oh, thank God. That made me feel so much better.
Because they did.
I could not figure out what the hell he was doing. She's like, why is he ruining these perfectly good croissants?
That's hilarious.
It was amazing. And then the second follow-up thing that I can't even remember if I mentioned. Yeah, I think I was like, it's a thing that it's going to be Tinto de Verano. The New York Times cooking app drink. Yeah. So I made it for 4th of July and it was a huge hit and it was incredible. And then I saw, no joke, two other people posting about it on Blue Sky.
No kidding.
Being like, this was the drink of the party. Everybody loved it. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yep, freaking New York Times cooking.
And like, say what you will about Blue Sky. There are people who know things on Blue Sky.
Yes, exactly. That's a finger on the pulse kind of location.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyway, I had two amazing follow-ups. I maintain Tinto de Verano is the drink of the summer, and I personally am in love with it, and it's amazing with non-alcoholic wine.
Also, never turn on notifications. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, you're
all
you're
crazy. All I have is notifications from threats.
Oh no,
it's my life.
Yeah, now. It's going to be exhausting for a minute or two.
Anyway, sure. Congrats on the double thing confirmation in real life. That's amazing.
Fun. So fun. I can't believe that. I mean, the like croissant thing, incredible.
Let us get to your things. Feedback at itsathing.me. Avala wrote in with some Enneagram thoughts. Hi, Molly, Rich, and Tom. I wanted to give some additional context to the Enneagram. This is a personality typing system that has been very popular in liberal and progressive Christian theology for several years. It's more spiritually inclined than Myers-Briggs, but less woo-woo than astrology. The types are based on personal motivation, and the teachings focus on how to break destructive habits, both to yourself and those around you, with an emphasis on meditation and prayer practices. It also promotes understanding that the way you think and approach the world is different from others, and knowing their number can help you understand their perspective. On a different note, claw clips. See, this is what I love about our audience. Ala is like, let me give you like a very educated background and help you understand a little more about Enneagram. Also, claw clips. This part of the 90s are back. I've seen many people wearing them locally as well as while traveling this spring and summer. Small ones, big ones, holding up hair, clipped to bags. There are so many styles and colors out there. I know it isn't new, but I think we may have hit peak claw clip this summer due to the ubiquity of them, as well as backlash against claw clips for being dangerous if you're wearing one while driving and get into a car accident, and links to an independent UK story, which has resulted in seeing ads for flat clips that are presumably safer to wear while driving. Thanks for always keeping me up to date on things while I meal prep. Avila, you're the best.
That is incredible. Yeah, you could really tell the difference between like today's kids and the way that we were raised, because nobody gave a crap if our claw clips broke the back of our skulls open in the car. We called them banana clips, but I like claw clips. All right. And then thanks to everyone who wrote in on the origins of spoon theory. Jen the librarian, Rob from North Yorkshire, England, and Sarah wrote in on it. Rob's email sums it up nicely. Its origin seems to be an American called Christine Miserando, who wrote an article in 2003 about how she had used this as a way to explain to a well friend what it's like to have to plan everything when you have lupus or other illnesses or conditions. A few years later, it was picked up in particular by the autistic and wider neurodiverse communities, and we've been using spoons as a way of explaining and understanding how certain activities are more wearing on us than others. Quite a lot of us grasp this concept very easily, and being able to quantify in this way really helps in addressing autistic burnout and meltdowns. If you're aware that some things use more spoons, let's say a job interview, you can try to plan the rest of your day to make sure you arrive with enough spoons to cope. It's interesting to see something that's come originally from someone with a chronic condition, been adopted by others, including autistics, and now, 20 years later, becoming a thing more widely. That's incredible.
This was so fun to learn. This was so cool to learn. Yeah. And big thanks to everybody who wrote in. But Rob really appreciated the way that you put that together for us to understand. That is incredible.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. That's amazing. Thank you so much.
It reminds me of in dealing with my own anxiety. Once one of the doctors I was seeing told me to think of my anxiety like a pool. Mm-hmm. You know, there were like there are days, or maybe it wasn't a pool, maybe it was the ocean. I don't remember, but it was water levels that changed. And he's like, "There's some days where you're full, and so you can't take much more. And those days, that's when things feel worse than they are. And then other days, there hasn't been much rain and it's shallow and you can deal with a little more anxiety." He's like, yeah. Don't expect it to always be the same. That was so helpful. And I can see why the spoons thing would be incredibly helpful in this arena as well.
Yeah. Well, and I love the idea of quantifying your capacity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever it is, you know, like it's really, and it is just super simple and amazing. Oh, that's so cool.
Matt wrote in with a potential email thing. Hi, Molly, Tom, and Rich. Remember back several months before GDPR went live years ago when every other email in our inboxes was a benign email that you deleted immediately advising of an updated privacy policy from every digital service imaginable? Yes, I do. I'm not suggesting I'm seeing this scale of these emails again, but I'm definitely experiencing an uptick in updated privacy policy emails coming in. Is this a thing, something brewing out there writ large? I don't see this myself, Matt, but there is the Digital Marketing Act and the Digital Services Act going in place in Europe. So there may be a more European-oriented thing going on that's affecting you. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. I have seen a few more. Maybe it's just summer when everybody gets to it because they're not doing other stuff. But good question. I'll keep
there have been Tom's a rash of people updating privacy policies, though. Google made minor changes to theirs and everybody freaked out. Like, they're scraping the world for AI. I'm like, their terms already said that before. They just used the word AI instead of language model.
Yeah, you're like, to be clear, that's happening.
That was already happening. And they admitted they happening. They just used different words this time. So, yeah.
Fascinating. All right, I'm going to keep an eye out, though. Good.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, good spot. Patreon.com/ It's a Thing is where you can support the show. We are so grateful to those of you who keep us on the air every single week, and especially to those of you who support the show at the shout out level, because it allows us to do the following. Shout you out specifically with a variety of unexpected references, such as this week, shout outs from the essay, The Significance of Surface, The Vital Role of Finishing Work in Silversmithing Practice from The Vessel.
Of course.
Obviously.
Who among us hasn't been or known a silversmith at one point in their lives?
And just thought, you know, they could have done a little more finishing here. It's just a little rough.
Don't tarnish Rich's shout-outs.
I don't know. I don't know how he does it, and I don't know where he finds it. And we are so freaking grateful. All right. I'll kick us off today. Laura Abel operates in the landscape between art, design, and practice. My practice involves everything from producing traditional Jake Woods for folk costumes, developing my own AJ Venturellas, creating Valor Trucks collections designed by Joe Hood, and custom-made Kevin Sills, as well as recycling and repairing old James C. Smiths. This is, of course, not a standard. Every craft artist has their own Gabrielle Cohen. But still, Professor Benjamin Forrest highlights this balance between several sometimes conflicting interests and the connection to Andrew Bradley, as well as materiality, as the core of traditional Lee Pricemanship.
Based on the notion that the objectifying of Mike Aiken's land and materials is fundamentally problematic in terms of sustainable development, I have built my research on post-Morris Jones perspectives and the spatial turn in science. This ontological baseline acknowledges and values different types of Eric Duncan systems and the fact that location and relations to humans, as well as the more than Louis Saint-Amour world, influence my perspective. I mean, how could you be more than Louis Saint-Amour? I'm just saying.
How could you be? The traditional Lee Pricemanship, I think, really just chef's
and
kiss.
The quote-unquote Gabrielle Cohen.
The quote-unquote. Everyone has their own quote-unquote.
Gabrielle Cohen.
Gabrielle Cohen.
No, everyone doesn't. We do. Suck at other podcasts.
I mean, Vessel magazine is a treasure trove that I had no idea could possibly exist.
Other podcasts are lazy with their shout outs. I'm just saying. And that includes my other podcasts. Like, this is the best one ever.
This is the best one ever. Sincerely, thank you so much for supporting the show. It's the best thing we do all week, and it's all because of you. If you join the show as a member, patreon.com/itsathing, you'll get an ad-free RSS feed, and you can chat along with us when we record live in our Discord.
And don't forget, we've got affiliate links. If you're looking to shop, buy some plants, go to itsathing.me/shop. You can also email us your things for us to read on the show, feedback@itsathing.me.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.